Lisa?
Samantha!
Where did you move to?
Well, I'm not telling you where because I think you're going to want to be here all the time. So payback's a bitch. I didn't tell you much about where I was moving to, but do you like it? Look at it. It's beautiful.
Well, I didn't realize you played the piano, so.
Well, I don't, but we just needed something to put in that room. So why wouldn't you find a baby grand?
Yes, I love the stone fireplace as well.
Yeah, right? It's not quite fireplace weather, but we thought, you know what? Since we're getting a dishwasher, why don't we also get a fireplace?
Since we're getting a dishwasher.
Right? Why not do a fireplace too?
You know, things have just gone to your head. You got a dishwasher. You got AC.
Right? Look at all my lights. I have like vaulted ceilings. Look at my see I have like a walk. You can't really see, but you can tell from my doors. I have like a walkout backyard.
That's excellent. I'm so thankful you got a new, great new place.
I know. And it's just an apartment, believe it or not, but it's beautiful. Hey, this is what they do when you're almost a senior.
Yeah, when you're almost a senior, right? You get
do you like the furniture?
It's new.
Yeah, we've changed it. We went from gray to browns. seemed to go better with the room.
Mm-hmm. So for any of those who watch the YouTube video that we put up, you're going to understand this conversation because Lisa has a background picture.
I have surprised Samantha with a background picture of a beautiful, beautiful home that I could never afford. And I'm just sitting in my living room and it's so very fancy, even fancier than the HHG, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think.
Right? So that was kind of fun. I thought I would just do that for a joke, Samantha.
It's a good one, Lisa.
Right? Because you know how we are, right? We're very secretive about where we live.
Yes, apparently. Right?
Where we live and all that sort of stuff for some reason.
That's true.
So here we are.
Okay.
Living our best life.
Living our best life. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha. How you doing?
I'm okay, Lisa.
Kind of a funny little joke I played on you, hey?
Yeah. I think I knew that your place didn't look like that, hey?
You think so? You think that that's not the two-bedroom that I was describing?
Pretty sure. I saw the outside.
Right? Which is perfectly fine, but it does not scream, and there's room for a baby grand piano.
No, or is there a fireplace?
Samantha, how's your week? You're on holidays.
It's been good.
Good, good, good. My week's been good too. Thank you for asking. Because again, that's the natural conversation that people have in a conversation. And last time I checked, this is a conversational podcast.
Is this the expectation now? Every time we do the opening, I'm going to have to ask you how your week has been?
No, because ask me. Go ahead and ask.
Lisa, how's your week been?
Busy. Been busy.
It's been busy.
Right?
That's good.
I don't give up a lot of information that way.
Yeah, okay.
So I hope that this is our last time away. I feel like we've been away all month from each other.
Yes.
Right? It's been crazy.
It has been crazy.
Okay, but I got to talk to you.
You have a lot to unload for the world. So I think they're
Let's say I have
waiting.
A lot to unpack, shall we?
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. Samantha, I gotta get this out there. I was so I'm losing my mind. I literally lost my mind over this. I totally am shaking my head at what they call the moving out checklist. Did you get one of these?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I tell you.
Mother trucker.
You get this, oh, dear friends of the podcast, you get this moving out checklist that itemizes all the things that the people who own the building don't want to ever have to do once you leave.
Pretty much.
And it gives you a dollar amount that they're going to charge you.
What?
Ours comes itemized with a dollar amount. So if there's, let's just say you didn't pull your fridge out and dust it, that's $25.
Oh, that is so nickel. Nope, your checklist was way worse than mine.
So my checklist comes with an added level of stress, financial burden, a little bit of worry. And you're literally just leaving it in the hands of somebody else to determine whether or not you swept well enough.
Right?
Right. Everything. Mike Gibson spent hours and hours cleaning the walls, because the walls, you don't clean the walls, that's $100. Yeah. And I did say to him a few times, I feel that this is really for the smokers.
Yes.
But still, it didn't specify, right? Yeah. I was losing my mind. What if your baseboards aren't as clean as they should be? What if? The total, because when we moved, I shake my head, when we rented, our deposits, see, I'm still all just in a tizzy with this. Well,
wasn't your damage deposit only
$125?
$125. 23 years ago.
All of their denominations listed, way more than that.
Yes.
I could owe them money.
Oh my God.
So not only are they going to keep my deposit, but then I could owe them money.
No.
I'm like, yeah. And then they say it can go on your credit report. And if you ever need a reference, and I'm like, oh, I can't cope with the stress. At one point, I got to be honest with you. I said to Mike, I got to go to the Dairy Queen. I got to go to the DQ.
This is how you're dealing with your stress.
Can't, and I'm not a stress eater, right? You know that about me. I'm not a stress eater. Like, I'm going to the Dairy Queen. I'm getting us some rings.
Oh,
getting us some shakes. Can't deal with this. You can just stay here and keep washing the walls.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I shake my head at that.
They were hardcore. I mean, I had a checklist, but it didn't come with monetary value. But right. Then again, my damage deposit was $1,000.
Right. So. Right. So different times, right? Different times.
Did you take offense? Because I'm sure they give this checklist to everybody.
I take total offense, right? Because I feel, hi. Yeah, yeah. The whole process is quite offensive, actually.
You've lived with the Gibson long enough. Of course, you're going to take offense right?
Yes.
to the checklist.
Right?
Because it's like, this hurts my character. Right. I'm a bigger person. It's like you take total offense.
Why you got to do this to a guy? Why do you got to do this to a guy? You don't need to give me a checklist. I already know what we need to do because I'm a decent human being. Shake my head. God. I shake my head at that, Samantha.
Oh, I'm going to shake my head at your stupid checklist too. That's
right. Like, screw you, checklist. But I don't live with a screw you checklist type of guy, right?
No, you don't.
And as his mother said, tell him to stop being his father and tell him to keep the money and go. I'm like, I can't. He's a better guy than me.
Did you actually clean your carpets?
I didn't clean the carpets.
No. They didn't ask for that?
Nope.
Oh, they must be ripping them out.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they are. Enough about that. There'll be more talk about moving later.
Yeah, because it was that traumatizing, folks.
That traumatizing. There's a reason why I chose not to do this for 23 years.
Okay, so we may sound different because I am on holidays, so we're both not using our normal stuff.
Right.
But because I'm on holidays, we've been tootling around the town that we're in Osuyas, and the one night the guys were doing a twilight golf, so they golfed at like, I don't know, 3, 4 maybe. And so we were dropping them off and I saw this sign in the golf course parking lot and it said, it asked the patrons to please, please do not urinate here. Be respectful to your fellow golfers and our neighborhood at large. And I was like, immediately, I need to take a picture of this, okay? Because Why are you peeing in the parking lot of a golf course?
But obviously enough people have done it that it became an issue that warranted a conversation with the marketing department of the golf course and the budget company, the budget people of the golf course.
Oh my God. So I'm shaking my head at the golfers that golf at this country, at this lovely golf course. And it's Fonzie.
It's
a fancy golf course.
But yet people still pee wherever.
And it's not posted not once, but twice.
Wow.
In this parking lot.
Like I get don't feed the animals. I get that. But I don't get I don't get could you just use your manners and not piss any place, please?
Right. Like I get it, please put your golf carts back.
Right.
Please don't litter. Yeah, please don't litter. Right. But it was please don't urinate.
Please. Like a double please. Was it a double please?
Yeah, it was a double please.
Oh my God, that's pleading.
So, and then I'm thinking, is it everybody? Like, are women also peeing in the parking lot? Ooh. Like, and we, because it's difficult for us to just pee because we have to sit pee or right. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Are there those out there who can stand pee? Like, because then that's brilliant. That would be amazing.
I couldn't do that.
But I'm just like, what the fuck?
Holy, that's so crazy, right? That's so crazy.
I just had to shake my head because I'm like, who is just out here
peeing
willy nilly?
And the fact that that sign had please means that at one time there was a sign that just said please, and they didn't get the hint. So now it's a please.
I laughed so hard when I saw this. I'm like, I have to share this with our listeners because I'm like, I don't know where you guys, if anybody golfs, but this was hilarious.
You know what happens next. So if people don't abide by the please rule, they're going to hire somebody and their job is as you pull into the parking lot, their job is going to be, just so you know, we're going to need you not to pee on the property.
Oh my God, they're gonna have the pee police.
Yeah, they're gonna have the pee police, right? It's gonna be a part-time summer job for somebody. Their job, what do? I tell people as they pull into the fancy golf course to not pee in any place other than designated toilet. Right? Because apparently they didn't, I don't know, I can hear a kid now. I don't know, Mom. Apparently they don't read the signs.
Hey, Mom, my new summer job is pee police.
It's pee police, right? Oh, that sounds awesome.
That sounds really awesome. There. Well, I've also been introduced to cayenne pepper.
What do you mean you've just been introduced to that? I love cayenne pepper.
I do not.
Because you don't like hot stuff. So why would you? Why would you?
I'm with a couple people who enjoy that.
Did it upset your tummy? It
was not my friend.
Were you like, when I have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea?
Shut up. Oh my God.
Because I feel I know you really well. I feel that commercial.
Oh my God.
I feel that commercial totally took you from here you are eating the cayenne and then the commercial kicked in.
Oh, right. Well, it didn't. And my stomach was not a happy camper. Let's just say that. It was not my friend. And I was like, yeah, that's not right. Hey?
Isn't that? Oh no, I'm thinking paprika is what they put on the eggs.
Paprika, I like.
Huh. I don't mind cayenne. I don't mind a bit of spice. What food were you eating it in?
Well, first we had it on some chicken, I think. And then they put it in a spaghetti sauce, which was alarming. And there was a lot. Huh. So I was like, okay.
Why are you making spicy spaghetti sauce?
Because you can.
I might shake my head at that a little bit. Commercial shake. I feel that's closer to a chili.
To a chili.
Right?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah. So
interesting. So not your friend, the cayenne. Dear cayenne pepper.
Not my friend.
Dear cayenne pepper, stay away from my friend Sam. She don't need you in her life.
No.
She don't need you. Okay, but here's the something. And we're in different places. And I know we're in different places in our mental journey right now, too. Uh-huh. pumpkin spice is everywhere.
They've already launched it.
Like, I know. I don't want to eat pumpkin spice because you know what? I take a firm stand, right? Anti-pumpkin spice. Pumpkin should only be in a pie. However, I've decided that I'm okay if summer's done.
I need you to stop.
Mm-mm. I got my boot. I'm going to start. I'm going to have a new wardrobe. I'm investing. I'm buying some new things.
And where are you buying these new things, Lisa?
I don't know, but I'm going to buy some new sweaters. I feel I'm going to do cardigans this year.
You do cardigans every year.
Well, that's my style, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's my fall style is a cardigan. Just like you're going to be all flowy with your statement pieces.
No, I bought a cardigan.
Oh, okay. Right. So now you're copying me.
I bought a black cardigan. I bought a green sweater.
Now you're copying me, apparently. Because I'm the cardigan girl. You just said so yourself, right? But I'm ready for sweater weather. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. It's going to be September. Let's just do it.
I don't know. I think it should still be kind of warm.
It can be warm, but it can be like time to like just wear a sweater and not have to have a coat. I even bought a new black puffy coat.
What?
Yeah.
Like winter or fall?
Fall. Fall / spring.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. I got something funny. I got to share. This is not... You don't even know about this, but I got to tell you. So as we've moved, right, we're in a new neighborhood. Do you remember as a kid watching the Sesame Street and Bob saying, these are the people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. So we lived that experience this weekend, right? These are the people in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood, right? We met the new convenience store people in our neighborhood. In our neighborhood, we met the new Dairy Queen people in our neighborhood. In our neighborhood, and don't forget the Subway people in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood, and Brown Social House in your neighborhood. In your neighborhood, these are the people in my neighborhood.
Your husband went to Brown Social House?
He did. We went there for supper last night because he was getting tired of the fast food.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, you're going to hate Browns, but sure, let's go.
Oh, my God.
Give a man, as long as there's a burger, men are happy.
This is true.
Right? So, yeah, so just out there meeting all the people in my neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood. Right? Are you just meeting new friends in the neighborhood? In the neighborhood, oh, right? God. I thought that was kind of funny.
You guys are hilarious.
I know, right? Cute little couple.
Okay, I think this could be something we could do, Lisa. Yeah. Like, because you like to pretend that you can DIY, but
I can, and I can do anything I put my mind to. My mom raised me to believe that.
Okay. Anyways,
I can't help that you don't feel the same way.
Okay. I saw a video that they melted butter and made a butter candle. And yeah, they put it in a, they put, they made it like a real candle, but it was with butter and they melted butter and they let it get hard. A stick of butter. And they melted it and they put it in a cup and then they broke the cup and then whatever. And it was a candle. And then what you do is you stick this candle in the middle of a loaf of round bread. So you cut out a piece to sit the butter in, and then you break off pieces of the bread and you dip it in the melting butter because you light the candle, and then the butter melts
into the bread.
Yes, and then you can dip your bread into the melting butter.
Wow, who needs lobster when you can have bread,
right? So is this a new oh my God, you could do it with lobster too.
It already exists, but lobster and butter.
I know, right. But like this could be a new trend, right?
Wow,
melting butter candles in bread.
We could do that at the Boom Bakery Cafe.
Boom Baby Bakery, yeah.
Or you could have like a little individual, like a little round bread.
Yeah.
Right? Like your own little, and so it'd be like a mini candle.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that would be good, hey?
Uh-huh. And it could be cool, like loaves of bread that are like, maybe it's cheesy bread, maybe like olive bread, maybe it's like, I don't know, sun-dried tomato bread.
As long as there's butter, any type of bread is good.
Right.
Yeah, and it's melty butter, like so it's melty.
Yeah.
So I think we could get on that.
I think you should test it out in your fancy new kitchen.
In my kitchen, right? You can't see my kitchen.
With your fancy new fireplace.
Right? Because you remember, right? I have a dishwasher now. So totally fancy. Right? Moving on up.
You have in-suite washer and dryer. So you are
full size. Full size, Samantha. I can do all the sheets easily now.
You totally right? can.
And then I can go and retire and play a little bit on the baby grand if I want. Turn the fireplace on. Right?
Oh my right? God.
And then yes. twinkle the ivories. That's what I'll be doing in my spare time. Yes.
If you could just twinkle.
I'll that be twinkling would be the ivories. That's for sure what I'll be doing. Okay, I have a funny HHG story for you. So the HHG also is on holidays. So friends of the podcast, I'm literally here with no friends. My friends are gone for 2 weeks. Right? I feel like I've been like widowed or something.
Oh, stop it.
Right? I've been abandoned. So the HHG is on holidays with the judge and they're in Maine in Boston.
In Boston.
Boston. So anyways, they were in Maine on Saturday night and they were at it looked like a dance club, right? She kept sending me all these snaps. It sounded like some 80s music. Looked pretty busy. And they were just having some drinks. So anyway, so as the night went on, right, she would send some pictures. You know how she gets all sweaty and the whole bit, right? Because she's dancing and having a good time. Yep. She'd take a picture of the judge, and he looks super cute, having some drinks, blah, blah, blah. The end of the night, I get a message from her, and she says, "I think I was too much HHG for my husband." She's like, came back to the hotel. He is sound asleep. HHG wide awake. She's like, I don't think he's ever seen the HHG. And I'm like, he probably hasn't seen the HHG, right? I said, the HHG in action. There's only a few of us that can keep up with you, right?
There's not many.
And I don't think the judge is one of them. Right? No. I thought that's so funny, right? Like too much HHG for the judge. I'm like, yeah,
that's
totally.
Good. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I'm like, way to go. Way to go.
Go right? HHG.
Go HHG. Having too much HHG in.
Oh, and I found a cute little something to give all three of us.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
Well, that means we're friends forever.
Evers.
You're so thoughtful.
I have a little trinket for you guys.
You're so thoughtful.
When we get back.
I brought you guys back nothing.
We know you're selfish. It's okay. Right.
Well, it's just I don't think about these things till I'm at the airport and I'm like, okay, do they want a keychain that says Toronto?
No.
Right.
No, we don't.
That's what I think. And so I don't invest. I don't invest. All right. Okay. So I got to go there again, right? So yay, moving is done. We did it.
Are you still speaking to your husband?
Yeah, it actually was pretty good. Like I think a couple times he had to say, okay, I have things I need to do now because apparently I might be a bit of an interrupter.
And what were you interrupting?
His morking, right? Because I'm a talker, right? And you know me, I'm not really one to, I don't really talk and work at the same time. I do one or the other.
Yes.
Right. And then I get bored. Right. So I get bored after a while. Right. I'm like, hey, I'm pretty much done with this project now. Pretty much don't care.
And he's the guy who sees it through.
He sees it through. Right. He's got a plan. He's got his list of all the stuff. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Is there anything I can do? He's like, yeah, there would be lots you can do. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh my God. Like, did you help at all?
Tell me what that would be.
Yeah. Did you help at all?
Yeah, I did pretty good. Like I did like lots of unpacking.
Oh, so are you unpacked now?
Mostly unpacked. Well, look at the picture.
That's true. Right? That's right. I forgot. It looks lovely.
Right. We still have a few pictures to hang. You can see a few things. I'll still have pictures on the wall before you.
Probably.
Right. And Carol from our friend Carol, who listens to the podcast, she commented about the pictures. She's like, and pictures on the wall with smiley, laughy faces. I'm like, yeah, just guaranteed, right? Because next week we'll both be in our places.
That's true. And I will not have a picture.
I will have a picture. I will definitely have a picture, right? Yeah, definitely.
All right. Whatevs. Okay, whatevs. But okay, so you guys know I'm on holidays, right? Sure. So we're in BC. BC drivers, I think they think the speed limits don't apply to them and it's only for the tourists.
Oh my God, right? Hi, Leadfoot Annie. You don't think speed limits apply to you?
No, I would follow the speed limits here.
I'm going to say you wouldn't.
I do. I would.
I would. I'm going to say.
Shut up.
You would not. Your intention would be to do that, but you would not do it.
But it's literally like if it says 50, they go 70. Like it's so crazy how fast they drive around here. And then if you're doing the speed limit, they're tailgating you.
Yeah. It sounds like I think only Saskatchewan lives by the speed limit. Well, except for you in it.
I follow the speed limit.
How was that ticket we got out of a Middle Lake?
Except there.
Except there, right? Except that time that you got caught.
Except that one time I got caught.
When you got caught, it was different, right? Totally different. But it's probably true.
That's my experience here.
That's funny. You know what I find lately with me and driving? I'm either anxiety riddled. I have this new anxiety about, like, if I have a passenger, I'm totally an anxious passenger all of a sudden.
What?
Yeah, I feel panicked. I feel that somebody's going to hit us. We're going to get hit.
Oh my God.
I don't know where it comes from. I got to work it through. I don't know what happens. I don't feel like that when I drive, because when I drive, I just feel like a fucking maniac. Right?
Is this you needing
500? Get out of my way.
Uh-huh. But is this you needing to be in total control all the time, or
it could be that, right? Because I have trust issues. It could be part of that too.
Okay, well, you need to work through the trust issues.
I don't trust that they're not going to hit me.
I'm never letting you drive. So just
no.
So
I'm a good driver, though, right? I'm just a little maniacal. I'm a little bit maniac.
Because you're like one hand on the steering wheel, one hand with the phone. Like that's never going to happen.
I feel that if you could just be bipolar for driving, I would be a bipolar driver. Right? Because I would have a highs and lows. That's what I think. Yeah, that's what I feel. I'm maniac or I'm scared. Right? And I don't know. I'm just saying, right?
What happens when your friends desert you? You become this like crazy person.
I got no people. Right? I'm like just loose in the wild right now. Like running around loose in the wild.
Oh my God.
Right? That's what I feel. That's totally how I feel, Samantha.
I don't know about you anymore.
I know, right? It's so crazy.
So you did mention the checklist. So how was cleaning your place?
Oh, you know what the problem is that, and you can probably empathize with this, and friends of the podcast, I'm sure you can. You live in a place and you clean, right? You have your regular cleaning routines and all of that. But when you go to move out, it's like it squashes your spirit, similar to like what you do. It squashes your spirit.
Shut up.
And it makes you feel like as though you're a big loser who's a pig. Right? That's what it does.
Okay.
Right? It makes you think that you're just a loser, right? With a messy old house. Doesn't matter that you're clean by nature. When everything's out of your house, you're gross. You just are kind of gross.
Because you don't deep clean your house.
Right? It's like, thank God, like when we shower, we like lift and clean, because we don't do that with our houses. We don't lift and clean, right?
Oh my God. Right?
So if your house was your body, be a lot of boob sweat,
There'd be some built up, yeah.
Crotch smell.
Yeah.
There'd be some stink happening.
Some swass,
right? Because we don't deep clean.
Yeah, if only we, so maybe that's what we have to apply to our homes now. We have to deep clean.
I feel that you have to deep clean, and we don't, like how often do you deep clean?
Well, because, I mean, it's really just what you can see, right? So if you're just seeing it.
Yeah, I guess that's what you think, right? That's human nature, right? Visually, right? It looks fine.
visually, as long as you don't lift up the sofa or
right.
lift up the chair,
right?
Or the bed.
Exactly, right? They're no harm, no foul.
And you should right. only clean the baseboards that you can see.
Yeah, that's all that you should, that's all that you should worry about. Exactly. You know what else I think too, though? I think like, why is it, Samantha, when you move, you automatically hate your old stuff?
I actually move with very little. I think I move with my couch and my chair and my desk.
Those are the things you keep, right?
And my bed. That was it. Everything other furniture wise, I didn't want anymore.
Like, what do you mean? Oh, I don't know, because I've never seen your place from before.
Oh, jeez.
So I don't really know what you're talking about.
So I just wanted new everything, because I guess because it was the third move.
Right.
With the same stuff. I was like, you know what? I want something new.
You're like, it's time to move on.
Yeah. Well, you've lived with your stuff for a while too, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't have the dollar like you to be able to just.
I don't have everything. I haven't bought anything yet. So.
Oh, so you're living in you're like living in a wonderland of hope.
A wonderland of hope. I'm living like a frat boy right now.
So you're like, right. Okay. It makes sense now. So you have nothing.
I have nothing.
You're very sparse.
No, I'm waiting for inspiration as to what I should be buying.
Okay. I got you. I can mm-hmm. see that. I don't know. Like I'm fine with our couch and chair. I'm fine with our curtain. I think it's always, so I bought a TV stand, right? And uh-huh. it was supposed to be gray, because I thought let's break up some of the black furniture.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's mocha. The fuck color is mocha?
I don't know.
Right. It's ugly. I'll tell you that. It's ugly color. Mocha's ugly.
Oh no.
So it's mocha. So we're gonna throw that guy away. And then we have an old one. Yeah. So we have an old one and we put it in the corner. And I'm like, there's too much corner. Right? I see too much corner. It doesn't fit, right? It's too small because it's not meant for that corner.
Oh,
so,
no.
So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
See, you throw out your stuff, but you don't have a plan.
I have no plan, right? There's definitely there's zero plan, right? I know that I need a picture for over the couch, because remember how we used to have the Monets?
Yes.
Right? We parted ways with the Monet. Oh my God. Breaking news. Ready for this? We parted ways with the stereo.
What? Oh my God. What happened?
Because he listens on his phone. He listens to the Rider game stuff on his phone.
Let me guess. He just threw it out.
Yeah, he did. It's old. He bought it in 1990, he said.
He could have given it to Value Village or something.
It was old. It was old. Oh, if you're going to give stuff to Value Village, still give them good stuff.
Okay.
Like, don't give them crappy stuff, right? That's what I think, right?
Oh my God. You don't have the ancient sound system anymore. That's fantastic.
It's gone. So now, but now comes the problem of what do I put on the credenza, the fireplace thing?
Well, literally anything else.
Right? Because that's, right? That's what holds it there. I don't know. It's just so weird.
It is really weird.
It's so weird, Samantha. It's
okay,
so
but weird. I shake my head though.
Okay, what are you shaking your head at?
Apparently there's a new trend where you have a snack drawer under your bed.
Yummy.
No.
Why?
Why are you putting snacks under your bed? Get out of your bed and go to the kitchen and grab a snack. And why are you lying in bed wanting a snack?
Well, why can't you? I would have a snack in bed.
If you have snacks in bed, are you ever getting out of bed? Are you going to figure out a way to go to the bathroom while you're in bed?
No, because then all of a sudden you're like Brian Wilson, right? I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did. No. I get your point, right? You need a reason to still get out of bed to get snacks.
You need to physically get out of your bed. Why are you hungry in bed? That means you should get up out of bed and go to wherever you need to go for a snack.
Then riddle me this. Why is it okay to have your water at your bed?
Well, because maybe you get thirsty in the middle of the night.
Get off your sleeping ass. Go get your water from the fridge. Isn't it the
same
thing?
That's you. That's not me. I don't have water by my bed.
What do you? You don't have a drink at your bed?
No.
Am I the only person that has a drink at my bed? Really? Shut up. I take a bottle of water every night to bed.
I know. And you never drink it. You take a sip.
I take a sip. Right?
Take a sip.
I take a sip before I go to sleep.
Yeah. It's like, whew, that's good. I'm done.
Right. Good. I'm good for my sleep now. Right. Totally good. I had my sip of water. Feel good for my sleep.
Well, I'm just trying to understand like why people need snacks underneath their bed. And I'm just like, I'm shaking my head at that. It's like, if you need a snack, that means you need to get up, go to the fridge,
right?
Go to your kitchen and have a snack there.
Because technically a snack should be a reward for doing something.
Well, and why are you eating in bed?
Yeah, I gotcha. I think that's... Sometimes I'll take a handful of grapes to bed with me.
For a minute there, I just thought, I'm 102 years old. I'm like, why are you eating in bed, you lazy right? so-and-so?
You like, need another glass. Do you really need another glass of milk?
No, just became
your mother.
It's like things are changing, right? People do whatever they want to do. So yeah, okay, have a snack drawer underneath your bed. But my concern would be...
a slippery slope.
Well, but my concern would be you're never going to get out of bed. You're going to get rodents in your bed. You're going to get rodents in your bed. Like, are you going to get crumbs in your bed? Ugh. Are you going to get like bugs? Like, yeah. How long are you keeping those? What kind of snacks? Is there a fridge?
Are there some snacks that should be better than others? Is it a potato chip? Is it a cracker? Right? Is it cooked?
Like, are they perishable? Are they non-perishable? Right?
Is it we didn't finish the carrot cake, put it under the bed and eat that tonight. Like you know what? You can have a snack drawer under the bed, but there needs to be some guidelines.
I think there needs to be okay.
Right? There needs to be some rules.
You're right? Hoping there are guidelines because
like maybe you can
all
have
of a sudden
box.
There's gonna be ants. All of a sudden there's gonna be ants walking to your bed going, oh, right. Look at the cake underneath the bed.
Because the ants are going to be like, it's bedtime, snack drawer, right? All the things that live in your house that you don't know exist come out at night. No.
I just talked myself out of that.
Thumbs down. I think if it's different, you're at work, you have a snack drawer.
Well, that's different.
It's different, right? Because you're not
hopefully it's up off the ground.
Yeah, and you're not in bed, right? You shouldn't eat snacks on your back.
I think it's a hazard.
Choking hazard. Totally, right? Okay, you know what, though? I also, now that we're talking about food, I'm shaking my head at something, too. I'm shaking my head. Have you ever been in a situation where, like, you try something or somebody has tried something and it's terrible and they're like, here, try it? Like I remember as a kid, sour milk, right? Like, somebody would drink the milk and it'd be like, sour, then I'd be like, oh, that's gross. Here, try. No, I'm good.
Why do we do that?
I shake my head at why we do that.
That's really weird.
Right? Because we do that, right? Oh, I think this tastes horrible. This is the worst cake I've ever had. Try a bite. No, perfectly fine with that. I kind of shake my head at that whole experience. And I know as a kid, we used to do it all the time.
Right? I think, is it because we want to share that horrible experience?
Maybe. Because I don't think we're doing it out of ill will.
No, I think we might be.
You think we are?
No, I think when you're a kid and you're doing that.
Maybe.
You're like, here, take this.
Maybe. When we were kids, my oldest sister, Christy, would babysit us. And we used to play a game, or she used to play a game with us. And it was called the taste test game. And we would be blindfolded. And she would have like some spices in a cup or like butter. Like gross things. And she'd be like, and of course, right? You know, when you grew up with siblings and you had the older sibling that naturally is a bit of a bully because that's what they are, right? You wanted to do better than them, right? Because you didn't want to get picked on. So we would do this taste testing and you'd taste it. You'd be like, it'd be so gross. It'd be like, what is that? You'd be like, that's disgusting. It's cloves. Yuck. Right? Or that was a big mouthful of margarine. Yuck.
Oh.
You never did stuff like that?
No.
No. Yeah, we did. we did back in our day.
I think you guys hated each other.
Well, I don't know. There was something kind of weird with it, right? There's something a little bit odd. That's for sure. That's for sure. But I don't want to eat stuff that somebody else thinks is gross.
No, that's a good one. I shake my head. You should not do that. We shouldn't be doing that as adults, for sure.
Oh, right. Blech. Yeah, that's gross.
Okay, but did you know that the brand Kleenex is pulling out of Canada?
I just saw that. It's making all the news.
Yeah. Like, no more.
Dear Kleenex. But do you know why?
We're going to miss you.
I read why. Because of softies.
Really?
Because softies and cotton, softies is part with Cottonelle, and they have all the sponsorship for like the curling, and they do all the, right? Kleenex doesn't.
Interesting. Yeah.
But guess what? I don't ever think, hey, hand me a softies. I think, hey, hand me a Kleenex. Even if it's a no name tissue, it's still a Kleenex, right? So dear the Kleenex, how did this go so drastically wrong for you?
Apparently it was starting to happen before COVID, and then it just exasperated itself during COVID.
It's like Band-Aids. Even if it's not an actual technical Band-Aid, that's what you call something, a Band-Aid. So yep. Kleenex, like dear Kleenex, I'm shaking my head at you. Something went horribly wrong in your marketing plan. How did you lose out on this, right? Because now Scotties is going to do everything and still be called Kleenexes.
Right?
They're going to still be called Kleenexes. They should copyright that. So every time somebody uses that word, it's like there's a buzzer.
Right? We get a dollar every time somebody uses the word Kleenex.
Right? From now on, right? It's like the big Kleenex God has to come up and say, from now on, thou shalt only say tissue. Right? Thou shalt only say tissue.
Can I have a tissue?
Right? I'm never going to ask for a tissue. I'm just going to be like, oh, I need a Kleenex. And I don't care what you offer me.
That's true. Hey, right? Did you know that Little Debbie Cakes left last year too?
Did you know I don't know what a Little Debbie Cake is?
Oh, it's like a little cake.
Like, what do you mean a little cake? Like all caramel?
I'm surprised you don't know this because I don't know Little Debbie. They're little, as I make a thing, they're little cakes.
I know Joe Louie quite well. I know all caramel quite well. I know Mr. Twinkie.
Uh-huh.
I know Mr. and Mrs. Swiss Roll.
Okay.
I know Mrs. Flaky, but I don't love her. She's not my favorite.
Okay.
But I don't know Mrs. I don't know Little
Well, Debbie. Then you don't miss them.
I don't miss them.
But apparently Nestle's Canada is also removing products.
Why you got to take our goodies away?
I don't know.
Huh.
Apparently Canadians don't buy Canadian things anymore. I don't know. It's weird.
Wow. Hey. You know what else is weird? This is weird. And I think we need to figure out how to top this because we're those people, right? If we see something, we can do better. We're up for the challenge. Are we not? We are challenge accepted type of people, you and I. Okay. So in Missouri, Samantha, there's a cat. And the cat, I think, is 13 years old. And he broke a Guinness World Record by jumping rope. A cat. The feline set the world record for the most skips by a cat in 1 minute. He jumped rope 9 times in 60 seconds.
Oh, my God.
You and I.
I'm not jumping rope. I can't even fathom jumping a rope at my age.
Put on a couple cat suits.
Nope.
And let's jump rope.
Nope.
And say we're just large cats. Large senior cats.
Nope. Yes, we're senior. That's for sure.
Right? We're large senior cats.
No, we're not doing that.
And let's jump the rope.
No. Nope.
You don't want to? You don't think we could do it?
Mm-mm.
I want to set a record. Can we do something? Like when I was on summer holidays, we were just, Steph and I, my brother-in-law and I, we were playing like outdoor Jenga, like the big Jenga.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how cool is that? I wonder what the world record is for the. You have to play Jenga for like 60,000 hours to break the record.
Thank you.
Right?
Nope.
Do you remember on the Brady Bunch when Bobby and Cindy were breaking the teeter-totter record? Did you ever try that as a kid? We did. We did. We tried it.
Of course you did.
My mom's like, time to come in, you two. Right? Game was over, right? We're trying to break the world record. I don't care. It's time for bed. Right?
Oh my God.
We're on our porch breaking the world record.
Of course.
Right? And then the dream was dashed.
As always. By your mother.
By my mother. Dasher of dreams.
But I am not jumping any rope for any world Guinness. Wait, thank
but you. Let's try and see if we can find a record. Like you know how like Live with Kelly, they do that world record week. Uh-huh. Let's see if we can't stack toilet paper or something. We can do something.
Oh my God.
Right? Like we can do okay. something.
You find something that you think the two of us can do without hurting ourselves? Sure.
Okay. See what I'm on that. Friends of the podcast, do you think there's a world record that you can think of?
Oh, yeah. Let's take suggestions from our listeners. Let's
throw it out there to them, too.
Just if anybody wants to know, I'm not putting on anything. I'm not jumping off of anything. I'm not swimming in anything. Just so you're aware.
Just so you're aware. So we can find something pretty simple. Yo-yo or something.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Okay, so some sad news, but not surprisingly, Bob Barker passed away the other day. He was 99 years old.
That's a life well lived, hey?
Right?
Yeah. So it is sad, but it's still like, but not that. Like it's sad, but sad, like not as sad.
But like what I always do, apparently, on my vacation, I was watching the old version of Price is Right.
You're a game show girl on your vacation. I think you're a game show girl all the time. I think
no, I'm not. Apparently, only on vacation.
I don't know if I buy that, but...
But we were watching the old 70s, 80s version of Bob Barker, right? Price is Right. And I'm just like, he was the king of Price is Right.
He was just, and then I think he catches our hearts because we're Gen X kids, right?
We grew up with him.
And the big Gen X thing is that, you know, Gen X kids spent every sick day with Bob Barker, right?
Absolutely, we did.
Ginger ale, chicken noodle soup, and The Price is Right.
And The Price is Right.
Yeah, which is funny because that really was like your mom's show, right? That was like smoking mom, tab, smoke, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, The Price is Right, right? Don't forget the showcase showdown.
Oh my God. Okay. Right. So as I'm watching Bob Barker do his thing, I can't guess the right prices.
Oh, I never could.
And I'm like, oh my God, that just tells me how far we are removed from like what the prices were back then to now. Because I wasn't getting anything right.
And then they were American too, right?
Oh, and they were American.
And so that was always hard too. So I think a life well lived. He did a lot for animal rights too, right? Remember, have your pet spayed or neutered.
Neutered, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I think that you'll never see, again, you won't see people like that.
Do you remember the announcer though? The gentleman that he has, the announcer?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how old he was.
Is he still alive?
I don't think so.
No, I think he's dead now. But he was a bigger guy, wasn't he?
No. No. Maybe this is the early version announcer guy. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I remember
as a kid, his TV show, Truth or Consequences. I remember it being on our TV, right? As a kid, at supper time, I want to say it was on.
Yeah.
Right.
That was his first game show.
Yeah. So dear Bob Barker, rest in peace. Right?
Fond memories of Bob.
Yeah, hey.
Love it. Okay, but Lisa, you should be totes jelly.
I'm a little bit mad at this actually.
You're totes jelly. I went.
And for the record, I hate that phrase.
Whatever. So. I went to a Wednesday wing night here in Osuyas. To the local pub, and because we all like wings, and I'm like, yay!
That's been our new kick lately, right? I need wing on the bone.
We are in our wing phase of life,
right? We want wings with a bone.
So I was curious because, like, how much am I going to pay for wings, right? So I got, as usual, my lemon pepper for 10 wings. I only paid $5.50.
Oh, hey!
My whole meal with my fries that I ordered was only $8.50.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like, shut up. This is unheard of.
Wow. Last night at Brown Social House, we ordered wings as an appetizer for $18.50. Appetizer.
How many wings did you get?
Well, it might have been 10 or 8. Uh-huh.
So on a regular night, you could get 12 wings for $14.
Really? Even that's good.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Remember you used to be able to get like wings for like 10 cent wings? That's how life should be. It's a chicken wing with no, it's a bone with no meat. It's a bone. Right. You're licking sauce off of a bone.
Right. So Dear Hudson's, how about a wing night?
Yeah.
Because the place I went to was packed.
Really?
Was packed. And these people weren't just having wings. They were having other stuff. And they were having their beer and their wines and their whatevers. Right. So you charge more for your alcohol.
Dear the Hudson's. And I think Hudson's will do like half price wings, but that's not that's still too much.
No, this was like a pretty decent wing night.
Yeah, like make them cheap, right? Yeah, like
just saying.
Yeah, make them cheap. I am jealous about that.
I had to travel all the way to BC to get a decent wing night.
Yeah, dear Saskatchewan, dear Saskatoon, let's get some wing nights going. Because even if it was on a Tuesday night, we would go because it's wing night. Right?
Wing night.
Right? And you and I totally, we are totally in our wing. Like it's like we're animals right now. I need meat on my bone. Right? Because we ordered some and right? Same thing last night, right? Mike and I. Mike's like, really, you want wings? I'm like, I want to lick sauce off a bone. Yes, I want wings. Because let's be honest, there's barely any meat. So why are wings not 10 cents anymore?
I don't, because the chickens are more.
Yeah, but there's still the same amount of little meat, right? That's so funny. So funny. Do you remember when we were talking about, there was me, you, and the HHG, and we were talking about how we thought that the summer was our best tan year?
Yes.
Right? Because all of us had a good tan and had maintained it. What do you think was different this year?
I have no idea.
None of us really got burnt at the lake. We all got,
I actually have a really good tan right now.
I know, right? Rub it in. And I'm hoping for fall. Right? Because I still have my tan. But I think when we were at the lake, I think that we didn't really burn. We just tanned.
No, because we were smart.
I don't know about that, but
yes, because we used the right level of SP whatever. And, you know, kept reapplying.
Yeah, we like it was a successful tan season.
Or maybe it was because we were slightly pickled.
Maybe that's it. Right? Maybe the sun is like, Caesar.
Chalada.
Get me a little of that.
Michelle, a little tequila.
Right? Exactly, right? Exactly. That's so funny.
Maybe that's why.
I don't know. I had to laugh at that. I just remember that, and I'm like, oh yeah. Never. As I look at my tan hasn't even really faded that much either, really.
Oh, there you go.
So good tan. So Carol, friend of the podcast, she has a couple questions for you and I.
Uh-oh.
All right. Here's her question. How do you feel about letting other people have a try of your meal? And her second question, how do you feel about sharing a starter or a dessert?
I'm totally okay with the latter half of that.
Yeah, for sure. Me too, right?
We share starters and desserts all the time.
Yeah, we don't care about that. But sometimes we'll like if you have like a steak or if you have something really interesting, I usually do it. I'll be like, can I just have a little taste of that?
I know. You always need to. Because you get FOMO. Like you're weird that way. You get FOMO.
Right.
Yeah.
So dear Carol, I don't mind doing it, but I don't necessarily want somebody to eat my food. But I don't mind eating somebody else's food.
Lisa's totally okay with eating someone else's food.
Yeah, right? But I'll eat Sam's supper. I'll be like, yeah, I'll try that.
I don't mind giving out a piece.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever eaten my food.
No, because I don't ask.
Yeah, right.
I don't have FOMO,
and I don't think I don't think anything but asking. Right? And I'm like, I'll ask that question
because Lisa is that person.
I'm that person, right? Because I'm like, I'm just curious to know what that tastes like. That looks delicious. Can I have a bite?
Oh my God. You're so weird. But thank you, Carol, for the question.
Thank you.
All of the listeners that listen, you too could ask us questions.
We'll answer.
And you might learn something weird about Lisa.
Apparently I'm the weird one in this friendship.
She likes to eat other people's foods.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay. So I'm hanging out with my fam jam, my sister and her family, and the guys are car guys, right? So I didn't know this, but there's a station called Power Nation.
Oh,
like
wow.
A cable channel. And it's like, we were playing cards and it was on. And I realized it kept going on, and it was like hour after hour. And I'm like on is this? Yeah. Well, no, but it was the same show, but it was like, instead of being like a half hour show or an hour show, it was like 2 hours long. Maybe it's 3 hours long. And they were building a car. And I'm like, is this ASMR for car guys? Is this like, and we turn the screw and we bolt the plates and we put the tire on and we load the machine. I'm like, what is this?
Why is this on in the background?
This is so bizarre. But it was like, because like you typically think an hour show maybe, but it was like, it kept going on and on and on. And I'm like, oh my God, this is ASMR for car guys. And it was like, you watch them build this whole entire car
piece by piece, hour by hour. Wow. Hey, you gotta be a pretty dedicated car guy.
Yeah, but it was
like, even the cooking shows are done in 1 hour.
Well, right,
and look at that, I just did Thanksgiving for 35. Right, so I'm just even like, we renovated your whole new house and Ben and Aaron are done in half
in an hour.
Yeah, hour.
No, in an hour. In an hour.
Okay, what's with Ben and all his weight loss?
Oh.
Apparently, he's taken something that, ready for this, melts your belly.
Is it Ozempic?
I don't think so.
Mounjaro?
I just saw a picture, and it just said that it melts your belly. I could melt my belly.
Well, maybe you should ask.
I want to go on the Ben diet.
Okay, well, why don't you email him and say, "Hey, what have you gone on to melt your belly fat?"
Yeah, like, is it a pill? Are you taking a pill? Are you getting a shot? I don't need it for long. I don't feel I have as much belly as he had.
I don't need it for long.
I just have a little bit of belly I'd like to get rid of.
Okay.
All right. You know, because you should ask. Because now we're about to head into fall, and we got to try things back on again. Right? You feel you survived the summer?
I don't think I got worse, if that's what you're saying.
I don't know if I can claim that. I don't know.
I don't know. I think I'm okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be okay. I'm not sure. It's going to be tough. So I want to melt my belly.
Okay. All right, let's do that.
I know, right? The other day I was in an Uber. And the Uber driver was listening to Punjabi music.
Uh-huh.
And you know how the Punjabi music's always like, so, hey, yeah, like it's so like fun and upbeat.
Uh-huh.
He was listening to sad Punjabi music.
Oh.
It is not good.
No. Is it sorrowful? Like, is it very?
It's like really unhappy.
Did you want to cry?
I wanted him to put on the happy stuff where they all dance in a line. I wanted that version of that song. I think Michael Bolton sings Punjabi is not good. It was Michael Bolton, but it sounded like it would be like a Michael Bolton type of song, only in Punjabi. Okay. Right? I'm like, dude, this is like drive your car off the bridge sad.
Oh, maybe he was sad though.
I know, but think of how well he could do if he was happy. That's all I'm saying to that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Just saying, you know, the best Uber day was, remember when they had the Carpenters on that day,
right? Because didn't he switch the channel just for you,
just for me, right, to the Carpenter channel, right? Rainy days and Mondays always make me sad or glad or happy.
Right? Oh my God.
Yeah. Did you see, okay, speaking of things like that, this is off topic, there was a clip on TikTok, you know, Dave Grohl, right, that guy.
Uh-huh.
from He used to be a fan of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
He was singing the Copacabana.
No.
It was so good. And he was singing it just like Barry Manilow. He had on a little, like a too small black tuxedo jacket. And he was like, she worked from 9 to 5. Dun, 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 dun,
oh my God.
Ask for. And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
I'm going to have to go look for that.
He's doing all these funny things, right? Like, you brought Michael Bublé up on stage.
Uh-huh.
Right. And like, so he's doing all these kind of funny things. Dave Grohl is. I kind of appreciated him.
Okay. So I've rediscovered it again.
Okay.
Peeing in the lake.
Oh, that's like freedom right there.
Well, you know, it's the one thing that everybody can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually women get to utilize.
Totally. Right. Right. You know, because we can just pee on the golf course like men. No,
it is a small advantage and we take it. I take advantage of it.
So. I take advantage of it too. Only person who doesn't is the HHG. And I still don't even think this summer, I don't think she peed. She came close. Remember, she was tempted. She was torn. I thought there was one time she was so torn.
Yeah. I think like, she might be more civilized than us.
Maybe. I'm like, dude, you are drinking way too many beverages to not utilize the outdoor bathroom. Right? Right? The one that accepts you in your wet bathing suit.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's for sure. That's a good advantage right there.
Like, come on.
Yeah, totally.
Like, totally. There's so few things that we can do that, you know.
Right? And if we're already swimming in, like, the water that the fish are peeing in and the bigger fish are peeing in or the whales are peeing in or the sharks are peeing in, right? They're like they're peeing in them. They're having sex in them. They're having babies in it. What's a little more pee?
Right?
Right? It's no big deal. It's just no big deal, Samantha.
I agree. So right? People can shame me. I don't care.
Well, shame me too, right?
I'm not getting out of the water to try and take off my swimsuit to go to the bathroom in a toilet when the lake is right there.
Right? And then you're sitting on the toilet and you're wet. Such a horrible feeling.
Though right? you can't pee in the pool, so.
No, the pool's different.
Different.
Right? Like only monsters pee in the pool. Right? You don't pee in the pool.
But really, it should be okay because it's chlorinated, so.
But that seems like an enclosed space. Like at least in the water, it feels like your pee floats away. In a pool, you literally are at one with your pee. Right? Just you swim it. Oh, who's in the pool with you today? Just my pee.
Me and my pee.
Yeah. I feel it's very different.
That's true. That's very true.
Very
okay.
True.
But have we delved enough into whether or not your baseboards are clean?
You know what? I said this to my boss. I said, as a society, Samantha, we drop the ball on baseboards. And let me tell you why. We drop the ball on baseboards because we feel that nobody looks at them and you can't really see what lurks on them. Because the paint covers everything up.
This is true.
Until you move out.
Until you move out.
And then you realize you're a nasty monster. Because you have so much grime and grossness in parts. Like, I'll be honest, right? Like, we have, like, in my bedroom, our old bedroom was kind of a little bit of a walk-in closet, right? So it was deep.
Uh-huh.
Never once in 23 years did I ever go into that closet and think of cleaning the boards at the bottom of it. But I had to get my $25, so I didn't get charged $25.
That
was nasty. I'm like, oh my God, we're gross. We're horrible.
Right?
Really horrible.
Yep.
Right? Baseboards. Yep. Baseboards are the downfall of society.
They are. Right? They collect all the things.
All the dust from everything lands on your baseboard. Right? Yep. So you think that you're coffee table's dusty, your baseboard way dustier. It's like, and so you can Swiffer it, but then you got to spray it, and then you got to magic eraser it, and then you got to say fuck it, right?
But thank God for the magic eraser.
Yeah, except it gets crumbly.
Does it?
Yeah, dear magic eraser, I think you're an awesome thing, but it falls apart.
Oh.
They need to make it a firmer version.
Or did you? Are you just that dirty that it fell apart?
Oh, that is not necessary, right? I already have already questioning things. Right? I don't know. You've just moved. You don't even hang up your pictures. You're living like a frat boy right now. I have a baby grand piano set up.
Guilty as charged.
Right? Right? If you ever invite you over, you can play on the piano.
All right, excellent. I look forward to that.
I'm just saying, I think we neglect the baseboard.
Okay.
It's like your headboard, right? I think that do people dust the whole headboard?
They should.
Do you think they do?
Do you dust your mirror in your bathroom?
Yeah, because then you spray it. Right. But there's places that you just don't like. What about like, you know, when you pull out your drawer where your cutlery goes?
Uh-huh.
You clean out that guy?
You should.
You think people are spraying that guy down regularly?
No.
No. They're doing it when they move out. And then there's like 23 years worth of bits. And then you take your cutlery out of the cutlery hole and you're like, oh my God. We've been putting clean knives and forks into a dirty old plastic bin.
So you've discovered a few things about yourselves, have you?
Apparently, right? So we bought a new plastic cutlery holder.
Yeah.
We bought new cutlery.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's gone. Getting rid of it all.
Yeah.
Getting rid of it all. But for years, we've been putting clean cutlery into a dirty holder, but it didn't look dirty until it was emptied. Right? Because you can't see what's lurking below. Oh, so much. I'm never moved. My next move better be in a body bag.
Right? Stop it.
Well, that's my plan, right? That's my plan. Okay, so I was at the Starbucks the other day when they introduced their pumpkin spice stuff.
Yes.
They have a drink. They have a diet drink.
What?
It's diet, only 160 calories. It's apple oat crisp shaken espresso.
Really?
Does that sound good?
It might.
160 calories.
Really?
Apple oat crisp shaken espresso.
And did you try it?
No, because I don't know what it is. What is it?
It's apple oat crisp shaken with espresso.
I know. I can read. I'm asking, what do you think it tastes
espresso,
like?
Espresso.
Right? Like, is it going to be strong?
I don't know.
Is it going to be like little?
It's apples. How bad could it be?
I don't know. But 160 calories, that's like half of the hot chocolate.
I feel like this is your next new adventure.
I see it in the picture and I'm like, huh. Interesting.
I feel like this will be your next go around.
Not sure. I'm not sure I'm there, but.
Well, when you do, because I know that you will.
I'm just curious about it, right? Usually none of their little specialty stuff catches my eye, right? I don't stray, but it's
true.
I see the picture and I'm like, huh, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Well, you know, Starbucks, how bad could it be?
Right. An espresso.
Espresso.
Right? I don't think I'm fancy like that, but.
Well, you're not, but that's.
But then you're unfancying it by adding apple oat crisp.
Well, isn't the apple oat crisp the fancy part?
Oh, I thought the espresso was the fancy part.
Well, I mean, it's coffee. It's just condensed coffee, so it's stronger.
Like a shot of it?
It's like a shot.
I'll have a shot of espresso.
That'll make you vibrate.
Everywhere? Where exactly will I be vibrating today? I just want to know ahead.
Well, apparently not in the parts that you want to be vibrating.
Because I'll be at work when I try it. So I just want to know ahead of time where exactly I'll be vibrating. Do I need to run to my office for privacy? Or
I don't know, okay? Lisa. This is really up to you now.
Well, you piqued my interest now. I'll have to ask the people. My friend says it's going to make me vibrate. Will it?
Oh my God. Only you can get weird about a drink.
You made it weird.
You made it weird.
You made it weird.
You did.
It was you. It was you.
Oh, anyways.
How's your messy bun doing in Hollywood, on vacation? I see it made the trip too.
It's a clip.
It still looks like a clump of hair on your head.
It is a clump of hair on my head. Yeah. This is what you get in the morning.
Huh. Interesting.
Okay.
And in the afternoon and in the night.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so let's talk about Lizzo. Do you know what's going on with that?
Oh, okay. Like I heard, right? Like people were mad and saying that they were shamed and harassed, and there were some pretty big allegations. Really big, right? Like she was taking a big nosedive, right? Her career was going down the tubes quick, and she wasn't responding. But then all of a sudden, apparently, she responded, and she's actually suing her backup dancers.
Oh.
Yeah, for malicious prosecution, whatever that is.
I'm not sure.
But I think that she is saying that they're out to lunch, mm-hmm. and none of this is true.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And really smart move, because if you're accused of these things, and number one, right, you keep your mouth shut, you look guilty.
Uh-huh.
But you come back and you decide to sue those who are suing you, you don't look guilty. You look like, fuck you, I'm Lizzo.
True.
Right? I didn't do anything wrong, and I'll prove this in court. Interesting, hey?
Well, because you know what? I think if she feels she's done nothing wrong, she has the right to stand up for herself.
You know what? I need Lizzo to not be involved in this, actually. Because I really like Lizzo, and I think that I think that her whole thing is, you know, like in a minute, I'm Anita, na 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 na. Right?
You need Lizzo to just be Lizzo. Is that it?
Lizzo to be Lizzo and keep us like enjoying her music out at the clubs and stuff.
Well, she would be if people weren't coming after her, but she has a right to fight. So
she does, right? But at the end of the day, I need Lizzo to not be involved in this type of behavior.
Yes. That would be great.
That's what I need from Lizzo.
Yeah.
You're Lizzo. Just saying, right? I believe in you. I believe in her. I don't think she's part of this. It doesn't make, you know why? Because it doesn't make sense that a big woman, a plus size woman, would be shaming other people. I don't think that's the behavior of plus size people.
No.
Right?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Like,
I hope that she didn't. And I'd like to believe that she didn't. And I'm going to believe that she didn't.
I'm going
to
believe she didn't.
Yeah, I mean, nothing, because we like to cancel people for lots of stuff. So yeah,
and we did, and all of a sudden, everybody hated Lizzo all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Didn't make me too happy.
Everybody's got to air their dirty laundry.
Samantha, what are we going to do about TV?
What? About TV?
There's no TV.
Oh, there isn't.
There's a new game show hosted by David Spade called Is It Snake Oil? What the fuck is that?
Is it snake oil?
Is it snake oil?
That is not what it is.
Yes. But what they're doing, so they're getting really great people to host really bad shows. Oh. Because I will tune in because I love David Spade.
Yes, he's funny.
But I hate the idea of, is it snake oil? I'm like, oh, why? Why must we still be on strike?
Because they're not getting what they need, which, well, I think they need to stay on strike.
Yeah, okay, well, they're just losing money, and at some point, they're never going to recoup that.
Sometimes you have to fight what you need to fight for.
I don't know. Sometimes you got to get back to work.
Don't stop.
Sometimes you got to get back to work.
Don't.
Right? I'm just saying. Right? Most people can't afford to strike forever because you get no pay on strike or barely any pay.
Well, that's true, but what they're fighting for is important.
Okay, so say your work, let's play devil's advocate, shall we?
Oh, stop it.
Let's say your work went on strike. How long realistically could you go on strike pay and be part of that?
Not for very long.
Right. You have to go back to work and still believe in what you're fighting for. But guess what? I got to end my fight now because I got to pay my rent.
Go find another job.
Right. I got to eat some food. I got to buy a new shirt.
Yes, Lisa.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm going to say about that. Okay. Don't at me, people. It's just how I feel. I feel their rights are important, but just wrap it up and give them their fucking rights then.
Then talk to the big wigs who are holding out.
Okay.
They're in contract negotiations then. It's not just the people that decided to strike. It's the other side as well.
That's fine, Samantha. Dear the big wigs, call me. I will take
Dear the big wigs, open your pockets and
open
make
your
people,
pockets and pay people.
And okay? give them the benefits and the wages that they deserve, for heaven's sake.
Because you're getting a lot back from them.
Yeah, they're making a lot of money, so don't feel sad for them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, this is what I need you to focus on right now.
Okay.
I'm shaking my head at young male trainers who get onto Instagram or TikTok or whatever, and they start telling women how to conquer menopause with 10 easy exercises. If you just do this, you'll be able to sail through your menopausal years. I don't know about you, little man who's two. Don't tell me what to do. Okay. Right. And it's more than just some freaking exercises. And if we're moving at all, it's so that we don't fall down later in life. It's not about, I'm going to be skinny. I'm going to get my bikini clad body back. I'm going to get it all back. If I'm going to exercise, it's because, I don't know, as I get old, I want to still be able to get up and walk.
Exactly.
It's not to fucking look awesome. It's just to get up and walk.
Right. Because guess what? I've made peace with the fact that my looking awesome days are done. They're behind me now.
Like, I need young people to stop telling me how to live my life.
Yeah. Fair enough, right? Fair enough, Samantha. Fair enough.
Dude, shut up.
Right? And what are they saying? Do some Kegels and off you go?
I don't know. It's just like, do this, flatten this, pump up this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? Go away.
Yeah.
Go away. I need young male trainers to stop talking to the women who are in their middle years of life, who are going through menopause. You guys don't know fucking shit.
Just stop it already.
And don't tell me the science behind it. Don't. Because if you're not a doctor, if you're not an OBGYN, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Right? Just mind your own business. Know your role.
That's the snake oil.
That's the snake oil, right? Know your role. Know your role. It's like, okay, so you know what else? Here's my ass. This has been picking my ass. So I shake my head at McDonald's right now, Samantha.
Uh-oh.
Shaking my head because they're going to introduce the Grand McChicken.
What the fuck is that?
Okay, you know the Grand Big Mac, right? It's just bigger bun, patty, patty, bun, patty, patty, bun. Just bigger bun, bigger patty. So they're going to do the same thing with the McChicken, right? Make it a bigger bun and a bigger patty. How about, dear McDonald's, just stick to your burgers as they are and bring back the McRib?
Oh, we're back on that kick, aren't
we? Back on that kick. Every time they bring something new, how about bring back something old?
I do believe McDonald's said that the McRib would never come back to Canada.
I take that so personal. Like, I don't know what I've done to McDonald's to deserve that type of attitude. You know, like, I don't know.
Nobody feels the love.
54 years is support McDonald's however I can. And I got the body to prove it. And the heart attack just as a reward for it.
Yes, this is true.
No, I'm just kidding about that. But you know, like stop making things bigger and just... Or either that, fine. So even if they're never going to bring back the McRib, stop making things bigger. Just keep it the same. Make your Big Mac better.
Okay.
Make it taste, like make sure that every single time you go to McDonald's, I get the McNugget sauce. Right? Like, let's work on that. How about we work on things like that? How about we work on things like maybe I don't have to ask for a napkin. It just goes in the bag. Right? I feel if I'm ordering food, a napkin should not be something I have to ask for.
Yeah. If you're ordering fries, shouldn't you just automatically get ketchup?
Like, just throw in a couple packs of ketchup, right?
I think now they're keeping ketchup. Unless you ask for it, you don't get it.
They hold it hostage.
They do, because it costs money.
Costs money, right? So, God forbid, you want the McChicken sauce.
Yeah.
That up, right? Hi, I ordered McNuggets, didn't even get the sauce, right? They're holding the sauce hostage. Here's your nuggets. That's delicious. Right? Nobody wants McNuggets for McNuggets. They want it for the sauce.
Only,
right?
Only.
I will get a better chicken McNugget from a different place if I want. It's not like I'm thinking, oh, McDonald's has the best chicken ever.
Mm.
Probably not, Samantha. Probably
not.
Hey, one thing I want to tell you about. I saw on the TikTok, and I tried it. I didn't take a picture because I looked ridiculous because I couldn't perfect it. But there was a lady and she was saying that there's a new way to do your eyeliner when you're in your 50s, so it makes like your eyes look like they've been lifted. It's like you do a little cat thing at the side. So I went and I bought the liquid liner.
Don't.
That's just like using magic marker.
It is.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
That don't come off that easy, even with like, right? Even with that special water and everything else, doesn't come off that easy.
Jesus, why do you venture to new things? Why?
Because I wanted my eyes to feel lifted. Right? And
you apparently have the face of a 19-year-old. So I know. Why do you care?
I know, right? I don't know why I sometimes forget that. But I couldn't, and I had the little cat thing at the side.
Uh-huh.
And I, because I think you do that little cat thing a wee bit.
A little bit. Not
a little bit. Not bad. No, you're not like Amy Winehouse. No. Because God, I would never let you live that look down, right?
No, I know.
I'd be like, what is with that? But I tried to have that. I can't make those little points.
I don't think you're supposed to. I don't think that's in your wheelhouse.
It's like barely makeup's in my wheelhouse, right? But I'm a girl and I want to look pretty. So I take my Maybelline and I put it on my face for a cover up. And then I take my little eyeshadow and apply it, and a little eyeliner and a little bit of mascara.
Okay.
Because I want to be pretty too. But I can't do the work you do. Okay. I can't do your work. Can't. Nor could I do this lady's work.
Oh God.
Right? But I just thought I could. I'm like, okay.
Thank you for that good little chuckle.
I said to Mike, what do you think? He's like, what have you done? I'm like,
what have you done? Exactly.
None of my friends are around. So you just became my friend. Right?
Oh my God.
How do you like my makeup, Mike? What do you think? He's like, yeah, I don't think so. He goes, I don't think, like, did you want to have like really black under your eyes like that? I'm like, I don't know. I must have bought the wrong color.
Oh, okay. So you're in your new place. Did you go on the bus today?
I went on the bus today.
How did it go?
The bus was late, so I took an Uber.
Oh!
Because I was tired of waiting. I got tired of waiting, so I phoned an Uber.
Uh-oh.
The day one didn't go too good on the bus.
This is going to get expensive.
Right? Right? Because I was there waiting. And it's different when you wait. I don't mind being like waiting for my bus at my old bus because I know that bus. I know the route.
Yeah.
This is totally new. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
It was going to make me 12 minutes late for work. Not that anybody would care, but still, I care because I like to get to work half hour early. So, and I wasn't even going to be leaving at a half hour early for my work. The bus I wasn't even going to get on the bus to be at my work a half hour early. I'm like, this is not going to work like this at all.
Nope.
Right? Because, you know, I like to be at work a half an hour early.
You do.
Right? Because I like to settle into my day. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Oh, this could be interesting.
Your dude on the bus is back.
Yes.
She had a post last week. It was a rainy day and somebody had on some lovely yellow galoshes. I'm like, totally is a yellow galoshes type of day.
It is.
Right? So stay tuned, friends of the podcast. Sign up, go to Instagram and check out Dear Dude on the Bus because it's really kind of just a connection for this. It's going to add fuel to our podcast for sure.
For sure.
Like it used to, right?
I look forward to it.
I know, right? Stay tuned. Stay tuned, Samantha.
All right, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned during an episode. As you guys have listened, we took something that Carol mentioned to us and brought it to the podcast. We did that with Kelly last week. So, guys, tell us. We'll put it on. We'll talk about it.
You're going to be on the show. We'll put you on.
Yeah. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and we do have YouTube now. So if you want to watch us while we do this, and look weird and do stuff. You can check us out there. And all you have to do is type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. And there we are.
Download and subscribe to the show.
Yes, please download and subscribe. And also we have Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we also have I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo for putting us together and making us sound great. And he might be a little bit taxed this time because we're both not using a mic. So that'll be interesting. But he is the best kept secret in podcasting. So you know he's going to make us sound good.
I have no doubt. And I joined his football pool.
Yes. Yes.
Did he say anything?
Well, I think he said you took one of his players.
Well, I think I have a good quarterback, and I have my first two players look good. I don't know many of the others, but even when I showed Mike, Mike's like, "Oh, how'd you get that quarterback?" I'm like, I'm not sure. Right. And Boomer Bob is all over me with my team. Okay. Cause you can see who wants to take your people.
Okay.
Boomer Bob, Boomer Bob, Boomer Bob. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. I'm not trading yet. We haven't even started.
No, stay where you are.
I'm not trading. Right. We'll see
don't
what
do
happens.
It.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, Samantha. All right, Samantha.
All right.
I guess I better let you get back onto your vacation.
I guess so.
Right? Enjoy the rest of... you come home soon, okay?
Yep. 4 days.
All right.
All right. 4 or 5 days.
What day are you back here?
Friday.
You're in town on Friday?
Late.
Oh. Of course.
Yep.
Wreck another Friday. All right, Samantha.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.